Okay.
Is it true or not?
If you don't believe it, access www.mytronica.com.au and forget the Star Trek pictures. Look at the Harleys.
What have you got, a soft tail or a hard tail? Or a hard member? Or what do they call them?
A 14.4K modem. Now, of course, there are differences.
Oh,
but
yeah, let's talk about
the difference
science.
Between $350 approximately for a 14.4K modem and approximately $500 for a 28.8K modem these days. I think they're pretty representative prices. You might actually want to save your biggies, and it won't double your speed if you're accessing stuff on internet, especially if you're accessing stuff overseas. Most of your time is spent waiting. It's not actually spent transferring data, and that's a little bit like the analogy of being stuck in a traffic jam with a V8. Sure, you can go at 100, 200 miles an hour.
You do, don't it?
But you ain't going nowhere when you're stuck in Flemington Road until you get onto that freeway. And if you're accessing a site perhaps that's local, perhaps your local access provider, you're accessing his server, sure, a 28K modem is great. But if you're accessing the overseas stuff, it won't. Now, the way you can check whether that's actually making a difference, if you've got a friend who's got a modem, just have a look at the transmit and receive lights. If they're flashing like crazy continuously, it means there's data going backwards and forwards. Now, in practice, you'll find that a lot of the time, those lights ain't doing nothing. And that's it from me.
Hey.
Hey.
Howdy on.
Thanks for that, Eddie. And that's pretty much close to it for us this week, almost.
Yes, you're going to play some more cards, of which we really need to hear some more of. But before we go...